but it's insightful. A few years back, a friend of mine called me up and said, how would you like to interview a lady who personally knew Elvis Presley and served as his nurse on the time that he would go to the hospital in Memphis? I said, I'd love to. She said, well, she lives out here near us. And I've told her about you and that you'd like to interview her. So we met one afternoon, just the three of us. And her name was Nurse Nellie. Nurse Nellie grew up in Memphis, Tennessee in the 50s. She went to the same school that Elvis went to, and they knew each other. They would cross paths in school, and that's about the extent of their acquaintance at the time. But in the summer months, Nellie worked as a young high schooler at the local theater. Elvis and his entourage, his boys, would show up at the theater. Now, this is before Elvis was anybody. Elvis was in high school. They would come to the theater, and Miss Nellie said that Elvis was the most gentle, cordial, mannersome young man she'd ever met. And her daddy told her to stay away from him. Her daddy says, don't mess with that Elvis guy or none of his fellas. They're from the other side of the track. Her daddy was a doctor. Nellie's daddy was a doctor. Elvis was from the slum side of town. You know, Elvis was dirt poor. And Nellie's daddy didn't want her having nothing to do with Elvis. He's on the other side of the tracks. Well, Elvis and his boys show up at the theater in the summer months, and they were nice, and she thought he's a good boy, but she never dared even thinking about going out on a date with him. Her daddy would have been awful mad. So after high school, Nellie went on to nursing school in Memphis, Tennessee. As she's practicing a nurse or learning the nursing skill, she vaguely keeps up a little bit with Elvis Presley and notices that he starts getting pretty popular, you know. She's hearing him on the radio and she thinks, well, I know him. Now, admittedly, she told me that day she never was a fan of Elvis Presley. She wasn't a fan of his music, but she liked him as a fella. So as she was going to nursing school, she kept hearing him on the radio. He got more and more popular, and she eventually became a nurse at the hospital there in Memphis. Well, when she became a nurse and Elvis became a big superstar, Elvis would come to the hospital and hunt her up and tell her that at Christmas time, he's going to bring a bunch of toys to some of the sick children in the hospital. And would she help him find them, locate them? So every Christmas, Elvis would show up with a tractor trailer full of toys and a whole bunch of his Elvis mafia. The guys that hung around, his entourage, he'd hunt up Nurse Nellie and say, point me to where the poorest children are. And they would go and deliver toys to these poor children. She thought that was awful kind of Elvis. He was a very generous guy. Elvis eventually, as he got older, would have to be checked into that very hospital. He had different ailments. He had glaucoma, problem with his eyes. He had all kinds of different ailments, and he'd have to be checked in now and then. And he'd always ask for Nurse Nellie to take care of him. She said she didn't mind that at all. She thought the world of him. Oddly, the biggest thing stuck in her mind about Elvis Presley was he didn't take baths. She thought for a long time he was afraid of water, but he was not a regular bather. She said, but it didn't matter because he wore about a $500 cologne. And it smelled wonderful. Said Elvis smelled wonderful always. He smelled beautiful. But she said they had a dickens of a time getting him to take a bath in the hospital. I thought that was unusual. I sort of have a theory about that. I felt like, you know, Elvis was raised poor. He probably didn't bathe but once a week. His mama did bathe him once a week back when he was a kid. And I think that may have stuck with him. You know, a lot of us, when we get up of age, junior high and high school, we start learning to take baths every day, and showers and blow drying our hair and prepping her. I don't think Elvis caught on to that. I believe he was so poor because, you know, his daddy was put in prison for writing bad checks. And him and his mama had to go live with their aunt for a long time. They were as poor as you can get. And I don't believe that he ever got into a habit of taking baths regularly. But that's the biggest thing stuck in Nurse Nellie's mind. She happened to be assigned to the emergency room at Memphis General Hospital on August 16th, 1977. She said it was an ordinary day. They're just going about their business. And somewhere over near around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the ambulance pulled up, paramedics got out and had a gurney and was rolling it in. And they was beating the tarnation out of the patient on that gurney. They was giving it the CPR like you wouldn't believe, still. And it was Elvis. She saw him as he passed by. She could tell that he had left this world quite a while ago. Even though, because it was Elvis, the paramedics were still administering CPR on him after they'd picked him up at Graceland. She said the thing that she thought was most amazing about that day was it wasn't just the paramedics coming in the hospital. There was a whole group of people following behind. All of Elvis's people. I'm not talking about fans. I'm talking about his people that worked for him and lived at Graceland. They all flooded in the ER too and filled it up. Filled the whole ER up with the paramedic still beating his chest trying to revive him. He had actually died 2 or 3 hours earlier. But being Elvis, you're going to try to get him back. She said she looked at him. And even though she was not particularly a fan of Elvis's music, because she had known him since her high school days, had known how generous he was, how cordial, mannerly he was to her, she said she was very saddened to see him lying there dead. Not because she was a huge fan like most of us. We were all shocked when Elvis died because we was fans. She wasn't a fan. She was a friend of Elvis. And was very saddened deeply by his passing at the young age of 42 years old. Miss Nellie told me this story, I believe it's 2005, many years ago. Was that 14 years ago? She's the same age as Elvis was, and I feel certain that Miss Nellie has gone on as well. But Nurse Nellie is the closest I ever got to Elvis Presley in a more personal way. I've listened to his music all my life, but I learned a little bit about Elvis. And he was indeed, like most people have thought, a genuinely good Southern boy that left this earth way too soon. And I thank Nurse Nellie for relating that story to me.